Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Tuesday REI Vault Huddle Call. Today is November 15th, 2016. Welcome to the call, and excited. The election is officially over, which I think is great. I won't get into politics, but what a crazy set of events last week, huh, Courtney and Julia?
I'd be kicking you under the table right now.
So. I whether I'm a left wing or a right wing, I call myself a drumstick. So
there you go.
I will just say it was quite interesting. We had an offsite. We have a quarterly meeting following the EOS, which is the Entrepreneurial Operating System methodology, and we had our quarterly last week. And so excited to be back. Looks like there's only a few people, so I'll most likely open this up and unmute the line for Jim's team and Steve Carlson and a few others. So this may be a short call. I want to make a couple of announcements. Next week, which is next Tuesday, November 22nd, so next week, we are going to start a series of new training sessions, and we're going to switch over from the standard phone number. We're going to be using GoToWebinar, which may likely be the tool that we'll be using going forward. We've got a lot of announcements. We are rolling out the Vault, which is a new training platform that we've been working on for many months. We're getting rid of the old training platform, and we will be going through some training on the Vault of where we've recorded all new training videos for everything that we do. It's a whole new look and feel, and we are modifying a lot of FAQs. We've taken all of the 200 or 300 of our top questions that come in and articulated really good answers for them. So there's a really good frequently asked questions area. And more importantly, we've got a new process that we're rolling out for how we're going to be managing the change request and add-on process. So instead of sending out emails to support at reivault.com, we are going to have a platform that should make things a heck of a lot easier and streamlined for how to interact with the team. And it is a form that's really a click of a button. Whatever you need to do, whether you're adding people to and you want to invite new users or add a salesperson to Podio, or whether you want some customizations or you want to create a custom campaign or make any changes to your existing direct mail campaigns, any kind of change request, we've got a new format so that there's not a lot of back and forth via email. And I think this will be a lot simpler. This has been based on some really good feedback from our members. We'll be rolling that out next week and working towards eliminating the need to actually even send an email to support. And we're going to ultimately eliminate the need to send an email to support most likely at the end of the year. I think people are going to love it, and we're going to go through some training on that. We also have a lot of upgrades to Podio. We've enhanced Podio with a lot more automation, a lot more functionality. We've added a new deal whiteboard that will be able to track profits and automatically, if you click, as an example, you're working on a lead and you click sign contract, it'll automatically create a deal whiteboard, a lot more functionality of tracking your deal from start to finish and all of your profits. And we've got a brand new deal dashboard with a lot more metrics that allow you to be able to track the campaign effectiveness. And so everyone's going to be going through an upgrade. It is now working, and we're going to slowly be taking people and upgrading your existing Podio and adding all the new functionality and workflows. But we want to make sure that you're trained first. So that's going to start next Tuesday, and we'll be doing that for a handful of weeks and using usually it'll be maybe a 15 or 20-minute training session and then open Q&A. And getting everybody up and running on the new platform. I think you'll love it. A lot of new functionality. Let's see, what else can I add? A lot of automation, really. Automation where if you're clicking let's say you're working on a seller lead, and you change the status to contract signed. It'll automatically remove people from the mail, so that you don't have to, just simplifying the steps just to make things a lot cleaner and easier. And so we've added a couple of new Podio applications, and we're going to go through all that next week, starting next week. And then we're probably going to continue with GoToWebinar into the future as a way for us to do a little bit more training and have a topic on these calls. Julia, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I just want y'all to know that there's just been all eyes and all hands on deck for that, to bring all of this to you, and it will make things much more seamless, for you going forward. Our focus is to, really get you guys even to a new level as we roll out of 2016 and into 2017. And one of the things I was going to mention here, too, is, I am trained as a performance and accountability coach, and my dear friend and mentor, Willie, still sends me things regularly. And right here, right now, this point of the year, November the 15th, you basically have 6 weeks left, and there's just a couple of ways that you could look at it. You could go, wahoo, I met my goal, I'm going to sit down and sit on my laurels and sort of coast out. That's one way you could do it, if you've met your goal. Or if you've met your goals, you could set yourself, a six-week sprint, if you will, to say, I'm going to add to it and do this. So I really start off 2017, with a bang. And then the other side is, if you haven't met your goals yet, you want to say, what can I do in the next 6 weeks to get me as close as I can? Because we've given you the tools to, measure and report and see and make changes, but you as a business owner have to really own that and make those decisions and choices to get your business running. And we're here to support you in that, and totally always upgrading and updating. If you heard our conversations, it's always about, well, how can we help them get more successful, faster, more efficiently, better? So that's my works for today.
Awesome. And then one other minor change, but we're going to change the way that we survey all of you, all the REI Vault members. As you probably know, every time that you send in an email to the support team, after the ticket is closed and our team says, hey, this has been completed, you get an email 100% of the time the following day. We're going to change that. We've been asking a handful of people, just kind of saying, hey, what do you think of that? And sometimes it's a little distracting, and we're not getting a lot of people responding. We probably get about 25% of our members that are responding, say, hey, you did a good job or not so good a job. But we're not getting a lot of really good feedback that's really usable. So what we're going to do is we're going to still allow you to provide feedback whenever you want, but we're going to start serving everybody once a month with some specific questions. And as an incentive, we're going to offer a raffle once a month of $1,000 of free mail credit randomly for anybody, and you'll be able to submit. If you provide a quick survey, we're going to be very specific. It's not going to take more than 2 minutes. Just, hey, how are things going, and what are your biggest ducks, what do you need, and a way for us to get better information so that we can continue to improve. And for you just spending the 2 minutes filling out the survey, for the team once a month, your name will go into a little basket, and we'll be picking somebody once a month for $1,000 free mail credit. And we're going to do that as a way to incent everybody, but also get better information on how we can improve and what else we need to build, et cetera, as we've been growing here. So I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. This may be a short call, because I only see a handful of people on here today. But if you've got a question, you can press *5, and I'll answer your questions. And then, of course, Chris Chico is not available. He had a last-minute family event, so he had to run out today for his kids, so he will not be with us. But if you have a question, press *5, and then if we don't have any more questions, we'll end the call. So I'll go ahead and open it up. And I see Mr. Stallings. Hold on, let me bring Mr. Stallings in. Jim, you're live. or Jim and team.
What's up, Boomer?
Hey, Stallings, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic, fantastic. Can you go ahead and send me a survey for this month so I can be the only winner? And
hey, I like your attitude. That's awesome.
I think you like that. In fact, you can thank Chris yesterday. Chris said, hey, we need an incentive. And I said, well, how big of an incentive? And he said, how about $1,000 a month? I was thinking of, you know, $25 for everybody that fills it out. And Chris said, hey, why don't we make it impactful and make it $1,000 of free mail credit? And so we're going to do that.
Yeah, and so
that'll be great. So that's coming. That will be coming over the next couple of weeks, where we'll start making. Probably December will be the first month that we do that. So
sure.
Cool. And then what we're going to do, Jim, and this is for everybody. I know you were asking some questions, Jim, about is there a lead tracker? Is there a way to be able to see, you know, what was mailed and kind of a view to, you know, what was mailed this week, how many pieces, how much, how many leads came in. And in the new upgraded version, when you go to your homepage, which is, you know, you're in Podio, and when you click and you first come to that first page with all of your Podio apps, that's called that's your homepage. And we've built a whole number of views to the relevant information right at your fingertips. And that's part of the upgrade. So you'll be able to see how many leads came in last week, how many leads came in currently this month, how many leads last month, a breakdown by, you know, so a lot of different views and relevant data. And so also there'll be a link to the vault. So there'll be a little icon that says the vault. You'll literally just click that. It'll lock you right into the training site just to make everything simpler. And we will be upgrading everyone. We're going to do it one at a time. So all the new REI Vault members are already on the platform. But all the existing members, we're going to need to do it one at a time because we want to make sure that you're ready for it, because there are some fundamental changes. So I've already got you set up, Jim, and once everybody starts going through the training, there'll be a process of how we upgrade you. We'll also be doing that, like when we do account reviews and pulling, you know, the latest dashboard, we'll go through an upgrade. But it's about a 5 to 6 hour upgrade each member. For us to do it right and do all the testing. So we're going to do that, get everybody upgraded over the next 3 to 4, 5 weeks.
That is awesome. So, I know you've been talking about it. Julie has mentioned it a couple times. I mean, that I am so excited. It's just awesome. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff. You'll love the deal whiteboard. It will replace the old deal application. It tracks profits. Even if you've got long-term holds, there's a way for you to track your long-term profits so that you know, hey, this is a 10-year hold, and, you know, whether it's something you're holding in your 401k as a property, or it's a short-term fix and flip or wholesale, or, you know, subject to, you know, lease option, you'll be able to track all that. And I think you'll like that. So that's all coming. It's part of standard REI Vault, but we're going to do it kind of in an organized fashion. And so stay tuned for next week, because we'll start the training. Training will be over a couple of weeks, and then, you know, as we're upgrading everybody. So it shouldn't be disruptive. I will tell you that. It's just adding more functionality. A couple little things as an example. When leads come in the new version, it's not just a new lead. It'll come in instantly, a hang up, a voicemail received, or a live call received. And then really tracking through the process. It's just a little bit, a more streamlined process with a lot more automation, that we've added. And then a number of new Podio apps. There's a new application for, the sales team. So if the sales team, you know, the Podio seller leads has never been, you know, it's never really been built to capture every question that you might ask the seller. So there's a new application where your sales team can really capture all that information. We call it the lead sheet. And so that will be another app that you'll really like. So stay tuned for next week, and we'll start the training.
That is sweet. And that starts this time next Tuesday, a week from
Correct.
Friday.
Yep. He'll probably, you know, the training will probably be over 3 or 4 weeks. One other thing that we're doing is we're doing a live call. So every Wednesday, you can dial in for a live training session and ask questions about Podio. So that was a couple of people made that recommendation. A couple of members made the recommendation of, hey, they're adding more people to their team. It'd be really great, you know, not only to go through the training videos, but maybe a place where they could, you know, dial in and ask live questions. So I believe we're going to do that on
them
Wednesday.
And how they do it or whatever.
Exactly. And that'll be Wednesday at 1 o'clock. That will be a call that you can dial in and ask questions, and there'll be a kind of a planned training schedule. So if somebody wants to dial in, they don't have any questions, there'll be kind of a standard agenda, but it'll be pretty informal, and I think that'll be a good addition, and that's coming as well.
Awesome.
Cool.
I do have one question on the structure of one of my campaigns.
Yes.
Because I send you all the expired listings for our area.
Okay.
And those, I believe, go to Pat Live when the call comes in. Routes through Pat Live. Can I make that where it just goes through the normal process and, like, they get the pre-recorded message and they leave a message after that if they choose to, and it comes in and the VA's process it like normal?
100%. So if you'd rather not have it go to Pat Live and you just want to change the routing, All you do, Jim, for right this week, and you won't have to do this going forward once we get you on the vault, but you can send an email to ask them. Just say, hey, for my expired listing campaign, can you change the routing to a pre-recorded message? And they'll set that up and test it, and off you go. So that's a real easy change. In the new version with the vault, you'll be able to click change request, and it'll have some questions, and one of the questions will be, I want to change my direct mail campaign, or the next question will be, you know, Podio phone routing. And you can literally click the Podio phone routing, and it'll say, okay, great, what do you want to do? And you'll say, I want to reroute the call to a pre-recorded message. And that's literally a checkbox, a little check button. And you check it, and it'll ask for your name and email address and send you a ticket in a nice, organized fashion. And they'll, as soon as they finish it, but what we're doing is we're making it easier so, you know, there's not a lot of back and forth. You'll know exactly, you just look at the page, and it'll be like, hey, here's a menu option, right? What are the menu options that you want to change? And you click it, and if we need to gather a little bit more information, it'll pop up and say, okay, like for instance, you want a custom campaign, and it'll ask you, is it a custom mailing list or is it a custom mail piece? And then you check it, and it'll really gather all the information all at once. So this should really streamline things a lot.
Yes, I'm excited. I am stoked. But cool deal. Well, I'll send in that support ticket, and if anybody else has questions, they can certainly ask. So.
Cool. All right, Jim Stallings, great chatting with you. So if anybody else has a question, feel free to press *5. All right. This looks like... All right, this looks from Spring, Texas. Let's see, I think I brought you live. Who is this? Area code 832.
This is Christina.
Hey, Christina, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Nice, hi, Christina. Nice. She's one of our
hi,
newer
Julie.
Ones.
Yeah,
so glad
I'm
to hear you
so
on the call.
New. Yeah,
yes.
I'm so new.
Well, introduce you, welcome her in, Mr. Boomershine. This is Christina Browning from Houston, Texas, actually, but Spring. So there you go.
Awesome. Yeah, nice having you, Christina.
Thank you. Thank you. I love the system. And Julie was so much help. Like, I asked her a million questions, and she was just so patient with me. So thank you so much for being so helpful, Julie.
Awesome. Christina, you're in Spring, Texas?
No, my phone line says I'm actually in Houston.
Okay. My sister is in the Woodlands.
She's pretty... Yeah, I love the Woodlands. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she loves it. She I was there right after Christmas, and actually I was just there a couple of months ago. I was taking my daughter to look at colleges in Texas, where she's probably. And they just went back out to Abilene. I think my daughter's going to probably go to Abilene, Abilene Christian, I believe, if all goes well.
That's good.
So, Yahoo to Texas.
Yeah. So, I have some leads that came in. Now, I was kind of watching the training. It's me and my partner that have the system. So I was watching the training, and Chico says a lot about – most of the training is pretty much about virtual wholesaling, right?
Correct.
Okay, so here, you know, we set an appointment to see the seller and everything, and we do a rehab estimate. Now, I was previously on a team, and I didn't do rehab estimates. And so that part, I wanted to see if there was any way I could kind of get – I kind of know, but I'm not really that confident with the numbers for the rehab estimate, and I know that makes all the difference. So if there's any type of, tips you could give for that, and then also for, just more on, structuring deals, just, creative ways to structure deals.
Let's see. The training, a lot of the real estate training that Chris has, it's all very focused on wholesaling. Are you going to put the property, are you planning on wholesaling it, or are you planning on rehabbing it, or you're not sure yet?
Well, I plan on right now, for the first, maybe 6 months or so, we just wanted to wholesale, but I do want to start flipping. We want to start flipping houses next year.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do, Christina, if it were me. Do you have any rehab buyers yet in your market?
Yes.
So I would let, instead of you trying to figure it out, I'll tell you the easiest way, and this and everybody has a little different approach, but what Chris and I are doing, and I'm doing very light rehabbing myself in my markets, and I would let the market dictate the price. So come up with your best guess. I would come up with your best guess, get the property into contract, and get it out in front of a couple of buyers, because the rehabbers are going to be the ones that are really going to be telling you the price, right? And
right.
I would not try to go too hard and spend too much time, because whatever number you come up with, Christina, I'm going to tell you it's not going to be the number. You'll be shocked.
Okay.
So I would do your very best job. Get the property under contract, right? And even if you have to go, if you listen to a lot of our calls, even if you're going to get the property under contract at a higher price, I'm telling you, go do that. So let's say you think the property, you're looking at the comparables, and you think the property is worth $350,000 fixed up, right? You can usually tell because there's four other properties in the neighborhood, right?
Right.
That are fixed up, and you're like, I think this, back of an envelope, the feather in the wind, it's worth about $350. And do your very best guess to see if you can get it into contract at $250. Or 220 or 270, it really doesn't matter. Half the battle is just getting the property under contract. And then get your buyers out there, build a good relationship with them, right? You're really looking for, you're not necessarily looking for another wholesaler because you don't want them to come in and try to grab the deal from you. But build a relationship, and they're going to tell you, hey, Christina, I need to buy the property no more than 280. So let's say they want to buy it at 280 or 270, and another buyer says 260, and you kind of get an idea of where you need to be, then you build your profit in and go back and renegotiate with the seller. That's what I would recommend. That's what Chris and I are both doing. And a lot of us are doing that with success. If you're wholesaling, if you're rehabbing the prop, Now, if you're rehabbing the property, that's a totally different scenario, right? That's where you get your pen and paper and your calculator out and really go through the property carefully so that you buy it right and you don't underestimate the work effort and the time. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay.
Chris and I, this is going to be shocking. Chris and I probably don't spend more than 2 to 3 minutes evaluating our price when we're making an offer, because it really doesn't
awesome.
Matter. And we're usually high.
I love that.
So.
And you're usually,
you know,
and you
and
just go
I,
back and renegotiate.
We renegotiate, especially in this market. Don't prejudge too much. You'll be shocked. And this market is, you're in a hot market in Houston. And, you know, a lot of the competitors or a lot of the rehabbers are buying, you know, and they're making a lot of money, but they're buying on kind of a little bit of a tight margin because there's a lot of competition. So do your best. Get the property under contract. Stay in touch with the seller, right? Because as soon as you're in contract with a seller and they've signed a piece of paper, they're excited. They want to sell. Right? They've already spent the money mentally in their mind. They've already spent the money. And so, you know, every single time the tenant calls or somebody's calling with the problem, they're annoyed. And so if you, and then it gives you the opportunity. One, if you're in contract, the seller is not as likely to be shopping that deal around to other people. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
And if your price is a little high, this is more of a subtle sales tactic, but if your price is a little high that you're in contract and somebody else tries to come in and talk to the seller, and they're going to be like, there's no way somebody could pay $260 for that house, right? And so you may be high on the price, and then a couple weeks later, you know, once you have your buyer and the buyer tells you where you need to be, then you can go back in and renegotiate. And that's what we're doing with a lot of success.
Okay, that sounds simple. Okay. I think I was overthinking it. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Courtney, are you on this call? Let me see if I can unmute. There you are. Courtney?
Yes, I'm on.
Is there a live training this week on Codeo, or is that starting next week on Wednesday as well?
Starting next week.
Okay. So you could also, since you're new with REI Vault, Christina, you could come on next Wednesday. I believe we're going to be doing it at 1 p.m. So we'll be doing training, and it'll be myself and Chris primarily, on Tuesdays. But you could also come in next Wednesday or any Wednesday in the future, as long as we're doing this. And it should be at 1 p.m. Pacific or 3 p.m. Central. And you could ask questions and kind of get a little bit more one-on-one training if you'd like. We'll also, all the training, of course, is you're already on the Vault, right? You've been logging into the Vault, the new training platform.
Yes.
How's that been for you?
Great.
Awesome.
I like everything, Codeo, everything.
Excellent. Well, good stuff. Any other questions, Christina?
No, that's all.
Okay. Well, I'll put you back on mute, and if you have another question, just press *5, and I'll bring you back on. And let's see here. I've got Peter. Hold on real quick. Let me select Peter. And Peter, you are live. What's happening, my friend? How are you?
How is my extended family? How is everybody?
It is good. It is good.
I have some great news. Pete's got his mojo back, guys. $100,000 month.
$100,000 month.
Gross. net will be 86.
Way to go, Peter! Awesome.
Okay. So, guys,
yes.
I know how to close deals. Give me the junkers. The junkers,
that is awesome.
Baby.
The
hey, junkers.
You know,
yes, indeed, my friend. I am back.
That,
so I
that
got
is
four
awesome.
Deals. Two were
that is awesome.
Tent,
so four deals,
two were
and you're
your. Yeah. So the two deals. All right, the three deals that have closed already. Well, one's closing next week. The two deals that have closed. Those were one was yours. One was Clothier's. The one closing next week is Clothier's. The one closing probably in December, which is going to put probably close to 100K or more in my pocket, wholesale, 100K. Okay. That, I got to give you credit, is your lead.
Awesome. So,
right,
yeah,
so four deals looking good.
So
four, three in the tank, three done basically, one to go.
That's awesome, Peter. Congratulations. Now, just to understand, we did all the mail for those four
deals. You did the mail, absolutely. Okay. But the list, that's what I just gave you. So your lead, though, was, your list, and then Clothier's, was his. But, again, we used your engine to drive it and your postcard. So it was your postcard that got it. Now, the two deals from Clothier, I contacted them on my own last year and this year on my own before I came to you guys. So it was a second round, but it was your card, obviously, the shock and awe card, that probably prompted them to call me a second time and say, oh, okay. They didn't, of course, know who it was, but as it turns out, it was two people that I dealt with, one last year and then one this year, and we were obviously in contract. One closed last week, the other week, and then one's closing next week. So
that's awesome. Now you're using Elsa and her, and I know
Christine. Yeah, Christine Williams. Is my lead manager.
Perfect. So she's doing all the lead coordination and doing all the follow-up. Did she pre-screen and kind of tee those up for you?
She did, but as soon as I saw their names, I knew exactly who they were. So I jumped on it right away. But, yeah, she teed them up. She got them back on the phone. And, the lead came in like it normally does, and she followed up, and then I jumped in. I kind of still do the sales manager role right now. I have some folks helping me, boots on the ground locally, to go take the pictures and do all the ancillary stuff, but I still do the negotiation, and I'm still a little bit of a control freak. And it's still tough to find somebody as good as Grexa to negotiate these deals. So, but that's all right. I'll eventually get there, But
awesome.
The lead manager, as you and Chris said, you guys are spot on. You get a leads manager that frees up a lot of your time, and if a good one, an ace like Christine, your business will grow. So, it was just a matter of time, obviously. But the momentum is coming. I mean, as I said, four deals, and, there could be some stuff behind that as well. But the key is the momentum, and the message. But, again, the theme is, though, with these properties, I know we've had our little battles about it, but what's closing for me are vacant junkers or vacant super handyman specials, meaning, they're almost moving condition, maybe not, or they're not moving condition at all, and they're a complete disaster. The two deals that I've already closed, complete junkers. One was from your list, and one was from Clothier, but complete junkers. I mean, these things are bombs, but it's okay, because they're great neighborhoods.
There's a lot of money to be had in junker properties,
absolutely,
Peter, right?
I love them. I love the junkers, but that's what I get excited when I know it's a junker.
Yeah, I know that that Jim Stallings and Steve Carlson and a few others that are on are smiling right now because you know what? There's a lot of money. The bigger the problem, right? The bigger the dollar sign. And so that's
what
we're looking at.
Absolutely. Yeah, the one that might close next month is from your list. It was a shock and awe guy. Left the message. He listened to the message. Actually listened to it and left me a message. And, it's a property in Washington, D.C. that he wants $1.2 million for it. And, so I'll offer him that. And I could flip it for $1.35 million. And then as a wholesale. And then to rehab it and to resell it, somebody will be able to flip it for $1.8 million.
Yeah,
so that should
awesome.
Be about $100K of wholesale fee for me on that one.
Awesome.
So, but again, that was your list. I've been working that guy over for about 3-4 months now. So it's a nice combination. So we're not throwing out your list. What we're going to do is go towards the shipwreck. I want those shipwreck leads as opposed to maybe those a tenant absentee owners. That's really not my bag. I'd rather have things that are vacant and or in trouble. So that's why we're going to. And I sent a note to your support team that. Have us in our next mailing, hopefully this week, to go toward the shipwreck lead from you guys. We'll still use Clothier, but we also want your stuff as well. So wanted to guys give you an update on that.
Awesome. Yeah, so for everybody, when he talks about Clothier, it's the vacant find motivated seller now list.
Yep.
So Peter has, and frankly, any of you, if you wanted to also mail a vacant list, our team can actually pull that for you. You have to either we can get a vacant list, or you could actually sign up for Kent Clothier, the Find Motivated Sellers Now, and our team can direct you on how to do that. And we know exactly how to pull that list. And typically, we're mailing the shock and awe postcard series. the thing about the vacant list is awesome. But what we have found is that it could be a hit or miss depending upon the market. Some markets, it's absolutely fantastic. Other markets, it's a bit of a bomb. And it usually comes down to how many people are marketing to that list is what we have found. And it's a good list. I'm still using that in my markets and having good results. And so, that's a definite. And if anybody's interested in that, you can put a request in. In fact, on the vault, for adding additional campaigns, the vacant Find Motivated Sellers Now is one of the selections. And if we do an account review with you, that would be one of the discussions. We usually don't launch that initially for new members, usually something that gets added on, unless somebody already has the access to the list. It's a good list. So
because you can go after vacants, or you can just go after high equity and not vacants. You can have somebody who's owned the property 5 years or more, foreclosure. They're in foreclosure or pre-foreclosure, and if they're 50 years old or older, 50 years of age or older. So he's added some nice filters to it. So I encourage anybody that's listening on the phone that you might want to consider buying his, no, I'm not an affiliate yet, but you might want to consider, buying his list and then using it with Gary and Chris's system, because it's powerful. And especially with that shock and awe card, I think that postcard, will get the folks calling you.
I think we actually even have a link to it, but if you don't have it, you can actually, Kent just had a special release. I think he was selling it at a substantial discount, to get access to that. I think it ended last night at midnight.
It's totally worth it. It's about, $1,400, $1,200, in that range, $1,600, but it's totally worth it. I mean, one deal alone, obviously, is paid for it. And, you get 10,000 downloads a month, total, and that's with the whole system. So that's, you have motivated buyers or motivated sellers. You have cash buyers and also private lenders all in one console, all in one package. So it's a pretty powerful system, so kind of definitely helps.
Sure.
But so just want to give you the update. More deals to come, so I'll let you know. In terms of Podio, I did send a note in. You guys are probably aware there's some challenges with the deal whiteboard. I've actually tried to use it, and it's not calculating the gross and the net. It's keeping the number the same. So I think you guys need to probably take a look at that and look at, some of the algorithms or something on that. I did send that, and I haven't heard back. I sent that early last week, and I haven't heard any updates on that. So the deal whiteboard, which I wanted to use on these wins, is not functioning properly.
Okay. Cool. I know that we had some challenges with your version of Podio, so it might be related to that. But Courtney's on this call, and so I know that Courtney will capture that and make sure that we're handling it. You got that, Courtney? She may be on.
I got it captured. Yep.
Awesome.
Great.
All right, Peter. Anything else?
Yeah. Within Podio, are you guys? I know when you migrate, and I did see something on a new lead that came in. You did add one new field I saw that wasn't there before. But are you going to be able to take all of our existing and old records and then merge them all into the new Podio? So all the old lead of say 5 to 6 months ago, because I only started back in July, will that physically have all the fields like a brand new lead that comes in? I mean, will they all be?
It will. For the upgrade, we are not going to. We're actually correcting. The reason it's 5 to 6 hours per member to do the upgrade is we're not deleting anything. We're actually going to be expanding it with some new workflows. So it's really adding a few more statuses and adding more fields and new applications and how they all link. So there won't be any – it'll be very transparent, and there shouldn't be any disruption for anybody on the upgrade, but there's some new functionality that everybody should know how it works. But so that'll be – and we'll definitely look at yours over the next couple of days, Peter, on why that's not calculating for your gross and
– Yeah, that's pretty good. And then as long as the older leads are integrated with the brand new system, that'd be great. Yeah, my last point too. I mentioned this to Julia. You guys really should consider getting like a Facebook page so all members can communicate in a private page, like you know, Clothier and some of the other folks have. I don't know if you guys have considered that.
We're
a great way of communicating as a team and say, hey, and people do good deals together. You know, who knows? You know, share in on the profits.
We are absolutely in the process of doing that. In fact, we were hiring some people on the Facebook side specifically around that. Courtney was on the phone this morning. So that's planned. And also, I don't want to make any kind of early announcement, but we are planning on getting us all together really by the end of the first quarter, maybe beginning of the second quarter, we're planning on having an opportunity for us to all get together live somewhere
awesome.
In the country. So
that's great.
That's coming. And
yep.
Everybody in the group will be having the opportunity to participate in that. So we're working on that.
Awesome. Great. All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks. And if I don't speak to anybody, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, Peter. I will put you back on mute. All right. If anybody else has a question, you can press *5. And if we don't have any more questions, then we'll end the call today.
Gary, if you want me to give out the link for the Kent Clothier, you can go to REIvault.com/FMSN. So find motivated sellers now. So it's www.REIvault.com/FMSN.
So find motivated sellers now. So F is in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
M is in Mary.
Mm-hmm.
S is in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't spell. And
N for now. Right now.
Find motivated sellers now. Excellent.
Yeah.
Great. And well, cool. If anybody has a question, you can press *5. And if not, we'll wrap up today's call.
Good call.
Indeed. Well, great. Well, it looks like that is it. And we look forward to starting the training and getting people upgraded. And so you'll get the announcement. We most likely will not be using this dial-in phone number next week and possibly even going forward. We are in the process of changing it most likely to a GoToWebinar link. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be coming along with a number of announcements, and we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. All right.
Yeah. So watch your emails, guys, because you'll want to get the login called in for that. So
excellent. All right. Have a great one.
All right. Bye.